It's This Week in Bourbon, and I'm crying like a baby coming home from the bar. And here's your headlines for March 8th, 2024. National Buzzards Day, that's actually a thing. Old Forster releases their High Angel Share, and Pursuit Spirits finally releases their long-awaited United Double Oaked Bourbon. But before we get started, here's a quick word from our sponsors.
And they're off for another Gift 270 2020 Unicorn Raffle. Your $20 ticket gives you not one, but two chances to win from our lineup of 20 Woodford Reserve treasures, including the grand prize, the rarest unicorn yet, the Woodford Reserve Kentucky Derby 150 Baccarat Edition. Only 150 bottles were made and is just like the one the Derby winning owner receives. Quit horsing around and get your $20 tickets now at Give270.org. Charitable gaming license ORG 0002703.
From their bar to yours, Chad and Sarah of the popular YouTube channel It's Bourbon Night bring you their favorite at-home old-fashioned mix with the new Elemental Elixirs Golden Hour Syrup. It's a custom-made syrup with notes of bold black tea, warm spices, and orange zest. All you need is your favorite whiskey and ice. No bitters needed. One bottle makes 16 drinks, so that's only $1 cocktail before you add your own whiskey. They can also be enjoyed in other cocktails or spirits, mocktails, coffee, tea, and anything you can think of. It's crafted locally in Lexington, Kentucky, and you can get your bottle now at whiskeyambitions.com. It's that time of the year where everybody's starting to make their vacation plans on visiting Kentucky, the mecca of bourbon. And if you are coming to Kentucky, you need to make sure you visit us at Pursuit Spirits in Louisville. We're right in the heart of Clifton, near Butchertown and Nulu, and only just a few miles away from downtown Louisville. But when you do come, you need to book your experience to go do our whole shebang. This is the one that's really the star of the show. You get a full-on tasting. You get to do your own personal barrel selection experience. And you get to grab a whiskey thief and fill your bottle directly from the barrel. We're doing something completely brand new that nobody else is doing here in Bourbon Country. Plus, you get a free sweet tasting glass at the end of it. I guarantee you, you're going to end up being one of the many people that's also leaving us a 5-star review. So make sure you come and check us out. You can book your reservation by going to pursuitspirits.com and clicking the Visit Us button. Hey, everybody, welcome back. This Week in Bourbon, another short This Week in Bourbon, but we're here nonetheless. Hey, Ryan.
I'm Ryan, and it doesn't feel like a short week. I mean, this
it's been a very long week for us.
Oh, my gosh. My hands are black. I got calluses. I got dirty nails. We've been bottling, hustling.
You look like you're actually springtime at your other job. Working on lawns and stuff.
Somebody told me I would work less starting a bourbon company. That's bullshit.
I think that was me.
Yeah, maybe.
My bad.
No, it's all good. Having fun.
Yeah.
But is that another stupid Taylor Swift song?
It is. Yeah. Here's the part of it. It actually starts of saying, like, I'm drunk in the backseat of a car and I'm crying like a baby coming home from the bar. But my wife said, you're not allowed to say you're in a car and you're drunk as a part of the podcast. And I was like, okay, well, I'll say
it's
now.
It's not our lyrics.
It's not our lyrics. See, exactly.
Blame Taylor.
We can always blame Taylor.
Yeah.
But today, it's actually been a very good week for us. We have done I'll hold my curse words, but we've done a ton of bottling this week.
Yeah, done a lot. Done some awesome stuff. Did more rye, sherry finished rye, did a lot of pups. You know, those have been received really well. We've bottled, I don't know, 8 of those. And then we had a Pursuit series. And I mean, this barrel is insane.
It is.
It's a almost 8-year, one of our Tennessee components that we were just like, I mean, I'll put this against any Kentucky bourbon on the market in a blind taste test. Bring it, bring anything and everything. I'll put against it. We also did this incredible Sagamore rye, 95.5 rye, that was just, I mean, it was so dark coming out of there. And it was so good. I couldn't blend it. So we had to bottle a single barrel. Then we had Double Oak, which, gosh, I've been working on this for freaking 18 months, maybe. And finally, you know, worked with a lot of, you know, people at Independence Stave and, well, sorry, Interstave, which is now Independence Stave, working on a special kind of double oaking process for us, working with different French oaks to kind of really give us a unique profile to us. So this one, I think, is going to think this one's going to be popular. I'm really happy with how it turned out. You know, I was kind of going for that OGD from National Distillers in the 80s. Not that it's exactly like that, because you can't replicate 30, 40 years in a bottle in oxygen, but my gosh, I got close.
It's a butterscotch bomb, my friend. I'm drinking some right now.
Yeah, I'm really happy with it.
So. I am. It's very good. And all these releases will only be available at our distillery. So come visit us, book your visit. If I'm sure we'll try to figure out a day that we'll just like have the doors open. You can actually come in and just buy it. I don't know. If that happens to be Saturday and you show up, I apologize to Tim and Joe and all of our people that'll be manning the tours. If people start coming in wanting to buy products, but hopefully
we're going to make you take a tour like Heaven Hill does.
There you go.
No, I'm kidding.
Book your tours online, folks. It's the best way to make sure you can get yourself a bottle.
Yeah.
Yes, but I agree. It's fantastic. This has got double gold written all over it, Ryan.
Yeah, I doubt it. But.
Yeah. Yeah. So Persianite Double Oaked and the new fancy whitish label, too.
Creamish white.
Yeah. But also give a shout out to Jeffrey Kendrick, Todd Taylor, Jamie Shepard, Michael Mitchell, Mark Benningfield, and Roger Schaefer. Thank you all so much for your help bottling this week. Couldn't have done it without you.
And Joe, Tim, and Sarah.
And Joe, Tim, and Sarah.
And Kenny and Ryan.
And Kenny and... Well, we did the least. We were just like overseeing when the...
I don't feel like I did the least.
Well, I mean, in regards of like being on the line, we did a ton because it was super stressful, especially it's like you're there and it's like, okay, this machine stopped working. Troubleshoot this one. The labels are printing incorrectly. What do we do here? And so it was just like pretty chaotic for a few days.
Yeah, it was... The true definition of failing forward this week, figuring out all the bugs and all the different things. But we got it worked out. They're humming along right now. We got to come up and record.
Exactly. So let's go ahead and let's kick this off. So did you know that March 15th is National Buzzards Day?
Oh, it is.
Not. I know. Neither did I. And that's actually declared by the fine people of Hinckley, Ohio.
Is that to thank them for getting all the roadkill off the road or something?
Probably. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just like, caw, caw. It's the day when buzzards instinctively flock and return to their home base in Hinckley, and that's a good enough reason for buzzards, roost, sip, and whiskey to throw a party. And that's going to happen on March 15th. That's a Friday, and the time is from 4 to 7 p.m. There's going to be sample cocktails, and the bar is going to be open. There will be photo ops with an actual buzzard. And it's also going to benefit the Raptor Rehabilitation of Kentucky. It's a $5 donation at the door, plus merch is on sale for the Raptor Rehabilitation.
Oh, yeah, because they are a raptor bird. That's right.
Yar.
Yeah. Then buzzards. Buzzards a type of hawk, isn't it?
I don't know. Is it the one that's like, all I have is like the idea of just like the old Disney movies. It's like the black birds with like the big like red, like the big neck. And
those
whatever.
Are crows, aren't they?
No, crows are all black. I'm just like, there's a big old buzzard. I think this
buzzards is have the, I don't, red neck maybe.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, yeah. That's what
you said that. Sorry.
Yeah.
I'm tired.
You are tired. You are tired. But hey, guess what? That's all for the bourbon news.
Oh, great.
I know.
Thank God.
Just means we have a lot of bourbon release news to do.
All right, let's do it.
Stick around. Customers are rushing to your store. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. And with Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into one source of truth. Track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. Connect with customers in line and online. Shopify helps you drive store traffic with plug-and-play tools built for marketing campaigns from TikTok to Instagram and beyond. And you can get hardware that fits your business. Take payments by smartphone. Transform your tablet into a point-of-sale system or use Shopify's POS Go mobile device for a battle-tested solution. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/bourbon, all lowercase, and go to shopify.com/bourbon to take your retail business to the next level today. shopify.com/bourbon. If you're anything like me, then you can't get enough about bourbon. And that's why I'm a subscriber to Bourbon Plus magazine. Bourbon Plus is a quarterly publication that tells the stories from the heart of bourbon, the farmers who grow the grain, the distillers who labor over the process, and the people, like you and me, who raise their glasses to celebrate it all. Subscribe to Bourbon Plus magazine today at bourbonplus.com, that's P-L-U-S.com, and use code PURSUIT at checkout for $5 off your subscription. All right, here we go. Bourbon release news time. And this first one isn't even bourbon, but, you know, we love our folks that are in Ohio, so I'm going to give a shout out to them. So Ohio Liquor, they have gone Irish and unveiled the Irish Cask and Craft Collection. It's a first-of-its-kind collaboration with Ireland's Bord Bia to bring the largest-ever collection of Irish whiskey and gin to the Buckeye State. The exclusive lineup features single cask, limited production, and new-to-Ohio spirits from 20-plus distinguished Irish distilleries. To celebrate the official launch of the Irish Cask and Craft Collection, Ohio Liquor will host a series of special events in Cincinnati, Cleveland, and Columbus. And that actually already happened last weekend. And of course, Fred Minnick was there. But there's also going to be even more Irish whiskey happening stuff across Ohio and more than 130 OHLQ locations across the state.
Yeah, I saw Fred going across talking about Irish whiskey. That's
very unlike
him. It's going to be Irish Curious now.
Yeah, Irish Curious. There you go. I wonder, he's got to have a pretty good grasp on all kinds of whiskey, even though it's really...
Did someone already cover bourbon? And they're like, Fred, some already did bourbon. Like, we need you to do Irish whiskey.
Like, I saw Jason from Mash and Drink was there. Maybe they had Jason from
Mash and Drink. He brought like a caboose or some kind of...
Yeah, made him sign the caboose. I think it's like their inside joke.
Yeah, I didn't get it, but thought it was funny.
We just need our own inside joke.
Yeah, well...
We got plenty.
We got plenty of them, Fred. Can't say on air.
I think that's called blackmail. Is that an inside joke?
Exactly.
So Old Forster has released their High Angel Share, and this is an expression from their celebrated 117 series. This limited edition whiskey is a result of low yield barrels, providing consumers with a taste of the specific facet of the aging process, resulting in rich whatever. It's bottled at 110 proof. It's in a 375 ml, and High Angel Share was debuted back in spring of 2021, and Old Forester releases three different 117 expressions annually. It'll be offered in very limited quantities for $60 per bottle and will be available in their online store or us on a two-bottle set for $120. Guests visiting the distillery for tours between now and March 20th will have the opportunity to sample and purchase a bottle under the distillery's special release policy. This is the first release since Caleb Trigo was named Assistant Master Distiller in February 2024.
So that's 375s, right?
That is 60.
Yeah. So, I really love the first High Angel. I can't remember all. They got a bunch of different ones.
Well, this is actually one of the best ones I've ever had.
Yeah, I think so too.
It's not even the best. It is the best one.
I really like the extra old 1910 one. That was pretty good too.
Extra fine and rare.
Whatever it is, yeah.
I'm going to put that as your new t-shirt slogan.
Ryan's extra, extra, drunk in a car and the whatever.
Fine and rare, my friend.
Yeah, but I'm sure it's great. It messed with our productivity today. Three of our volunteers were like, we got to go to Old Forester and pick up some bottles. I was like, damn you, old folks.
That's true.
Release it on a Thursday.
And they're like, they're sitting there on their phones like, we got to go ahead and we got to get it now.
Yeah.
Got
to
get it
They now. Tried to buy it online. One person was able to get it and then the other two couldn't. So they drove straight to the distillery. It was funny.
Did they get it?
They did.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So good for them.
Yeah.
How about it?
Thankfully, we're close. The benefits of volunteering at Pursuit Spirit.
You're
close to all the
drops. We'll even let you ditch us to go to Old Forester for an hour.
Yep, and feed you.
Yep, and we feed you. That's true. All right, so My Lemon Green, they're announcing their first release from their 2024.
Oh boy, what animal.
This is the Golden Eagle single barrel bourbon. The Wildlife Collection reveals how drastic weather in the Texas Hill Country influences flavor development inside the cask. This trailblazing series brings both awareness and the increasingly intense Texas climate and proceeds go to the Texas Parks and Wildlife Causes. The first bottle, called the Golden Eagle Single Barrel, launches this year's collector's theme, the beautiful and intriguing birds of Texas. My Lemon Green Golden Eagle Single Barrel Bourbon is pulled from cask number 515, yielding only 169 bottles of this limited 128.2 proof cask strength release. The single barrel bourbon is named for the iconic bird after its golden color and full body nature. The Golden Eagle, staggeringly strong and fast with its ability to dive at speeds 150 to 200 miles per hour when chasing prey, is mainly found in West Texas. It is the largest type of eagle. I don't know why I keep reading. It's like I'm doing, I don't know why I'm reading this, but it's like I feel like I'm part of like a nature. Like,
yeah, it's like a BBC.
Talking about it's like,
Planet
Earth, the Golden Eagle.
And watch the eagle scout down the rat and scoop in for its attack.
With its ability to dive at air speeds of 150 to 200 miles per hour when chasing its prey.
And the reason it eats, it brings back the bourbon to its young.
But in all seriousness, it's distilled in Tennessee in a mash bill of 84% corn, 8% rye, 8% malted barley. Barreled in Tennessee on March 8th, 2016. at age 6 years and 7 months there, brought to Texas, where it aged further for 1 year, 4 months, and 7 days in extreme drought, and even in a once-in-a-generation ice storm on the north side of...
That ice storm lives on every one
every
of these
single
releases.
One. Every single one. This is available for $149 on the Millen & Green website and in their distillery tasting room.
Sounds eagerly delicious.
Yeah. Next time, just give me another animal I can just... Actually, it's going to be all birds. So
what's that movie when we were kids? Like they find this eagle and then this guy wants to like steal the eagle eggs. It was like a Disney movie.
Oh, gosh, God. What was that?
Not Avengers, but... Gosh, I love that movie, though. That's what I thought about.
He's like scaling down a side of a mountain.
Yeah, and he's got like this reptile going, like this Komodo dragon going, and yeah. Anyways.
We're going to have to look that one
somebody
up.
Somebody will put it on Instagram.
Yeah, be like, did you remember this one?
All right, Rescuers. I think that's what it
was. Is that what it was?
Rescuers,
okay, yeah. Very cool. Oh, I'm glad you were able to dig that one out. So New Riff has announced the release of their 8-year-old Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey. This is the distillery's oldest bourbon yet to be released and an unprecedented fresh fruit of initial whiskey set back for further aging. Available beginning on March 8th, this edition of the newest installment of the New Riff's core product lineup is a new flagship bourbon that is bottled without filtration at 100 proof with a mash bill of 65% corn, 30% rye, 5% malted barley. While they're known for their commitment to bottled and bond standards, Jay Arisman said that New Riff made a difficult but necessary decision to waive the status for this release, focusing on wider distribution network than the previously special releases, despite meeting all other requirements of a bonded whiskey due to the comparatively small production from the earliest years of New Riff. So this release blends bourbons from two distilling seasons, but it is still aged a minimum of 8 years. So again, it's 100 proof and it has a retail price of $68.
Wow. Yeah, I saw that. It's a great price for it. And people have been asking about this because they're like, when is New Riff going to release something that's not 4 years or, you know, or whatever?
They had some six stuff for a little bit.
But it was kind of like a one-off thing. It wasn't, it sounds like this is going to be a continual thing or
yeah, I think
part
probably
of their, like, flagship.
Well, this is from their oldest stuff. This is very limited. So you got to imagine they went through a ton of barrels through single barrel picks. So there's a lot of stuff that got eaten up there.
Well,
and
I don't know. This sounds like it was planned out, intentional. Like where it's going to be a pretty decent size release.
It does say it's the newest installment of their core product lineup. So
right.
It will be, but I don't know like how widespread it will actually be.
Yeah.
That's the other thing.
Gotcha.
Yeah. And I would imagine that if you're going to actually go and select a barrel from New Riff, you're not getting anything in that range either.
Nope. But they're still great.
They're still great. Woodford Reserve, they're the proud presenter of Kentucky Derby, is honoring the most exciting 2 minutes in sports with the release of its 2024 commemorative Derby bottle. This year's special release celebrates the 150th running of the Kentucky Derby and features the artwork of Kentucky native Wiley Caudell, known for his bold, repetitive patterns and his signature roses. His painting, called Adorned in Roses, depicts a racing thoroughbred covered with red roses with a background of multicolored roses. A 1-liter bottle retails for $55 and is available for purchase globally, and a special presale will be available on Reserve Bar.
All right. More Derby stuff.
More Derby stuff. I wonder if there's ever a year that they do a Derby bottle and it doesn't have either horses or roses on it. Like, what would they do?
Yeah. Some drunk guy in the infield.
You're like, all right. That was my exacta.
Yep.
It hit, right?
That's right.
Yeah. No. That was the same horse I was seeing double. Got it.
Yep. Derby's fun. I'm excited.
It is.
I love that week.
It's starting to heat up around here. I mean, we're already starting to talk to a few different groups about doing Derby stuff for Pursuit Spirits and stuff like that. So the planning is already in motion. So if you have yet to start even thinking about Derby, you're already too late.
Yep.
Actually, because we've actually sold out all of our experiences on Thursday of Derby week, and we're taking off Friday and Saturday, but we did open up Tuesday and Wednesday. So if you are coming into town, you can still book those online.
We won't be here Wednesday.
We will not be here Wednesday.
We'll be at the Brown Foreman. Hopefully
we get invited.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
Hey, Chris.
By the way, we love Woodford Reserve and the 150th. I can't wait to get me a bottle with these multicolored
roses.
We
loved the painting last year. We want to see the new painting this year.
I've got a whole wall of your paintings, so there's a reason why.
I want to try that new Baccarat.
The Baccarat.
Whatever, Baccarat.
So 15 Stars is releasing their second batch of award-winning First West Rye Whiskey, and it will also be releasing an 8- and 15-year-old private stock fine-age bourbon. 15 Stars 8 and 15-year-old private stock fine-aged bourbon is bottled at 107 proof, is a blend of Kentucky straight bourbons aged 8 and 15 years, and a familiar expression of fans previously released of the 17 and 15-year private stock, with an extra year of aging. 8 and 15-year-old private stock is going to have a $140 SRP, and First West Rye is a select blend of straight rye whiskeys aged 9, 7, and 6 years from Kentucky, Indiana, and Tennessee, bottled at 105 proof. This whiskey showcases distilling for America's First West, which was in 1795, centered on Kentucky, and the first state west of the Appalachians included the Northwest and Southwest Territories. And this has an batch two has an SRP of $89.
I've always been a fan of their products. They do a great job putting those all those sourced ingredients together. I've really liked them all.
I do find myself sometimes gravitating towards that 15 Stars. I think it was like a 14 year that was given to us as a part of the media thing. It's pretty good. I mean, yeah. I'm assuming it's all Barton, but it's still really good.
Yeah. I've been impressed. I like and that triple cask finished one. That was good.
I do like the fact that they're coming out with an 8 and 15-year-old blend, so they're trying to do something fun with it, and it's just not like, here you go, here's all a bunch of 8-year, here's it all.
Yeah, here's 15. 8-year-old Barton, 10-year-old Barton, 11-year-old Barton, 14.
Yep. All right, so The Perfect Fifth is an American independent Scotch whiskey bottler known for its rare, ultra-premium, single-cask Scotch whiskeys. But they're releasing a 14-year-old American whiskey with roots in Kentucky under its Canongate line. Distilled in Bardstown in 2009, this whiskey spent 3 years aging Kentucky before it was sent to Scotland to age another 11 years. The 14-year-old Canongate joins two other Canongate releases, a Canongate 11-year-old American whiskey, which was a sister barrel to this current release and released in 2020, as well as a Canongate Glentoshire's, I'm kind of probably fucking it up, as a 24-year-old Scotch whiskey released in 2018. Canongate 14-year-old American whiskey is a limited edition with only 232 bottles available in the United States. It can be found at retailers in New York, New Jersey, or California, and online at theperfectfifth.com. It's 128.8 proof and a suggested retail price of $175.
Sounds like the perfect fit.
Yeah.
That's all I could say. I don't know. That's like
it's the perfect fifth. How about it? Yeah, I think it's pretty interesting. It doesn't say it's actually bourbon, but it was distilled in Bardstown, assuming it was probably some light whiskey, corn whiskey, something like that from Heaven Hill that just ended up overseas, but now it's coming back here. And 232 bottles, that's still quite a little bit in there.
Yeah, I think there was a time during that oak shortage where they contract distilled a bunch of bourbon, but put them into used oak and whatnot, and then those ended up on the, you know, sourced market and whatnot. I'm not saying it was Heaven Hill. I don't know. I think
somebody
did. Somebody did.
Yeah. We didn't get any of it.
We did not.
Unfortunately. We don't.
Right. We didn't even
look for it.
Yep.
So Michter's is releasing their limited edition US 1 barrel strength Kentucky straight rye. The last bottling of this whiskey took place in 2022, and Michter's US barrel strength rye is a single barrel product with an average proof of the barrels in the 2024 release is around 110.2. The suggested retail price is $110 for 750 ml.
Yummy.
Their product releases are just like they're direct.
Yeah,
straight to the point. They usually put in some fluff of like a quote here.
No wildlife narration.
There's no wildlife. Yeah, we don't need to tie it to some fictitious animal or being or anything like that, right? It's just kind of like, yeah, this here it is. Here it is.
Take it or leave it.
110 proof. We'll have another one next year if you don't get this one. We'll see you later.
I'm always a fan of Michter's barrel strength rye. I like their rye profile in general.
We always said their 10-year rye is probably one of the best.
Oh, yeah.
But there is.
It's 10-year rye, then the barrel strength, then toasted, and then the flagship.
Yeah.
Yeah. In that order.
It kind of amazes me, though. It's like, you know, they're playing it's a fun game, I guess you could say. You know, they do these releases. It's like, if people just want barrel strength, why don't you just give them barrel strength all the time? You just bottle less of your stuff that you're, you know, proofing down, and you just put more to barrel strength. But is there something to the math equation that I'm not getting there?
Well, I think Michter's rye, I see it a lot on cocktail menus, so it probably does with the on-premise, you know, that part of it. And most palates are drinking 90 proof, 94 proof, so.
We keep getting sucked into this idea of, like, people are like us.
When nobody's like us.
Nobody's like us. Nobody's like you that are listening to this either.
Yep.
And so here's our last one, the release of Peerless. They're doing their first ever toasted bourbon, and this is batch one. So Peerless Toasted Bourbon is aged in two separate oak barrels. It is initially aged in their standard char level 3 barrel, and the already barrel aged whiskey is then placed into a toasted barrel to finish. The release will take place at 10 o'clock a.m. on March 16th at the Peerless Distillery, and Toasted Bourbon will begin distribution in Kentucky and eventually nationwide. The first 100 bottles sold on the 16th will also include a specially numbered label.
All right. Toasted. Everybody likes toasted.
Yeah. And our good friend John Waddell was on the email list for this. And
oh, love John.
Yeah. So you can go and you can probably get a bottle signed by him, and maybe he'll let you wear one of his cool hats.
He is one of the best dressed in the bourbon biz.
Oh,
every time he comes and he's like got his shirt open, the hat and like aviators, and I'm like,
damn, he's cool.
I look lame in my Lululemon joggers. And
I just got my basic like Banana Republic jeans on, my Converse sneakers. And
he comes out looking like McConaughey, you know?
Yeah, he's got his long hair. He's just, you know, he's kind of a cool guy that can wear his sunglasses indoors.
Yeah, he's got the cool goatee. He's got a goatee, I think.
He's got a lot of stuff.
I know too much about him.
You really do. Well, I mean, it's just one of those things.
I'm just jealous. I can't look that cool.
He comes up on the feed and you're just like, man, look at him. He's smoking a cigar in a pool again. I want to be like that guy.
Yeah, I'm just balding and graying and looking lamer as each day passes.
All right. Well, shout out to you, John. And thank you all for sticking with us. It was actually a quick one for this week in bourbon. Who knows? Maybe we'll be back next week and there'll be some more news. But there was a lot of actual bourbon release news.
Well, never mind. We'll be gone from Atlanta. But thanks, Atlanta. We had a great time.
Yeah, thank you all. Yeah, I was about to say, if you're listening to this, we've probably already left Atlanta. So we had a great time. So thank you to the folks at Tower Piedmont for having us there for the bottle signing. Thank you, everybody, that actually came to the bottle signing and meet and greet. We had a fantastic time talking to you.
Shout out to George Crown. They did great.
Yeah.
And Bradley, our boy, he's taking care of us. So.
And Michael Gibbs as well.
Michael Gibbs, yes.
Yeah. I'm going to take all those conversations that we had today or yesterday at the store home with me. We're going to remember them forever. So thank you all. It was meant a lot.
Appreciate it.
All right. Cheers, everybody. We'll see you next time.
Toodles.